All right, this is David Tessar, and we are here for a special episode of The Ed Show at Tech Ed.
Live at Tech Ed.
No, sorry. Well, not really live, man. No, we're not live. We're recording.
I'm used to this sign right here.
So you gotta come back. We're doing a recording here at Tech Ed in Orlando.
Okay, we got it.
For The Ed Show. But we got the news.
Yes.
As traditional style with The Ed Show, we got to do the news. So we've got a few items to cover, because Tech Ed, right? We got to announce some stuff.
Hey, there's a couple things that happened this week for sure.
So one of the things I know is Windows Azure. Windows Azure, we had a huge release, and we had a ton of different features. There's no way we have time to cover all of those today. But one of the big ones is we now have, I'd say, a more formal offering for infrastructure as a service. So
more formal. I mean, you're down to the point now where you can absolutely have a VM brought up into the cloud and use it. It's true infrastructure as a service. Persistent disks. You can actually, I've seen some guys go off and I just watched a session earlier about installing Active Directory from your domain into the cloud environment. So there's sessions specifically on that. It's insane. The stuff you can do with infrastructure as a service now with the Azure platform.
Yeah. I mean, it's, you want to put any Hyper-V based VM in the cloud. You can go back from on-premise to Windows Azure in your VMs. It's really opens the doors up for IT pros or us. You know, previously you might have heard it, before this release of a VM, being able to put a VM up there, but it wasn't persistent. So that doesn't really work.
You want some more information on this, there was a great event that happened before Tech Ed. It's been recorded and available on demand as well.
Yep.
Do you know the URL for it?
I don't know the URL, but we will have it in the post of this video for you.
You got it.
Okay?
And it's good.
It's a full event on Learn Windows Azure. And of course, there's plenty of sessions here at TechEd around Windows Azure AD and Windows Azure. So you can get a lot more information there.
All those events that happen here at TechEd as well are recorded on demand. Just go to northamerica.msteched.com, sign in, and you can get your access to them. Watch them there.
And those are actually hosted eventually on Channel 9's site, so under the events section. There you'll have all the sessions. All right.
What else?
So next, what's the next item? So we have also Windows Intune actually released a new major version of their product, the final release version of it. There's a lot of new things in the product, some of them being mobile device management. Now in Windows Intune, you can connect it to your on-premise Exchange and manage your mobile devices all from the cloud. You also can do things like synchronize your Active Directory up to Windows Intune. And that way you can deploy applications and manage your users all from those groups that you're used to on-premise.
Wow. That's a definite step ahead from where it was in the past with being able to only have agent-based installs on things manually. That's very interesting stuff.
Yeah, and also the self-service portal things is a big deal, especially in the overall trend of consumerization, people working whenever they want to work, and then being able to kind of install whatever the applications that you have from your enterprise, all from a web-based console. And along with mobile device management, we also support in the Intune release is pushing out applications to Android and iOS devices. So you can actually push apps from the self-service portal applications down there. So it's pretty cool. And to learn more about that, we'll also have another URL for you.
You're just trying to cover the fact you didn't make up the short URLs ahead of time. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, nice. You're busy. I saw you do your interviews. You're getting kind of busy there, man.
Yeah. It's all good.
The other buzz that's happening here for the last little bit of news, I think it is the Service Pack for System Center 2012.
Yep.
With CTP releases.
Yeah.
New support, new functionality.
We made some disclosures on the new functionality. I know about the configuration manager functionality that's there. I know we've released support or in the Service Pack 1, once it's out there, you'll have support for the Macintosh devices.
Yep.
As well as you also have support for things like Metro apps, right? You can actually do side loading of Metro applications on Windows 8, and that's supported via that SP1.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Who do you got lined up to talk?
I have Michael Leeworthy, and I think he knows a little bit about the demos and the keynotes, and get out. I mean, he's here now.
He's a friend of mine, no problem. I'll get out of my
way. I know you got kicked out earlier Joey. Not, you just keep getting kicked out.
It's not Mark Resinovich this time, though. It's Michael Leeworthy.
It is, but just get out.
I'm out. Right. I'm out.
All right, we are back for the more technical part of the Ed Show, as usual. And today I am joined by a couple guests. Could you guys let us know a little bit about what you do?
Yeah, so my name's Michael Leworthy. I'm a product manager in the Windows Server team, and at TechEd, I pretty much put together Jeff Woolsey's keynote, as you saw in, Jeff Woolsey's demonstration, as we saw in Satya's keynote.
There you go. Yeah. That works.
All right. I'm Keith Bartley. I did the technical backend for building the servers, setting all the systems up and making sure that it works.
Okay. You were in there cabling and getting all the servers powered up and running?
Yep. A lot of time, but obviously worth it.
Well, I wanted to focus this episode a little bit to give people an idea of what goes on behind the scenes in the keynote planning, right? And I know that you guys had that roughly, 15 minutes of demos that Jeff did? So yeah. What all went into that 15 minutes, and how long ago did you guys start planning for that?
So we started about 3 months ago, actually. So it's a huge planning process. So effectively, the keynote team come to us from a marketing sense and say, you know, what do you want to do? What do we want to show our customers? What are the great new features and highlights across all of our product set? And basically, we sit down over a number of weeks and we build this all-around story. And then we break up into individual teams and determine what are the big feature highlights that we want to show. It takes about anywhere from 3 to 4 weeks, and then once we go through a number of reviews all the way up the chain, in fact we did a number of reviews with Satya himself, where he came in and said, you know, we'd love to see this, love to see that, really down to minute details, which is quite fantastic.
Yeah.
And then we go to the craziness of build.
Okay, you're now, after your approval of what you want to show, which is probably all on paper and PowerPoints and whatever, you're now at 2 months to go from zero to make it all work.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
So we walk in the lab, and Keith and I look at two big empty rolling racks and work out how many servers we need, what do we need to support, because effectively, you know, from a Windows Server perspective, we are building a rolling data center. I mean, we have Windows Server, we have System Center, we have SQL.
Yeah.
We had so much hardware. We're effectively building, you know, a data center, which many of our customers would actually have within their data center in these two rolling racks.
Yeah. Yeah. So you have two full, like, full blown racks that roll around of servers.
Yep.
Okay. And how many VMs, and can you give me a little more data on the hardware itself? You've got this huge rack you're working with, but what is all in it?
Yeah, so how many servers do we have in the end?
About 15 servers. Each one of our mobile racks is 20U.
20U, okay.
We use a large SAN, EMC VNX 5300, which is our ODX compliant SAN, which we used and displayed in the ODX demo. It's all connected through multiple networks. So we have 1 gig networks, 10 gig networks, and the fiber channel network that's for the storage backend. So it takes a lot of time to make sure that it's all going to work together. And of course, there's always the changes and the updates and the, you know, this may not work according to plan. But it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. It seemed like from, I have no idea, obviously, but it seemed like from the demos that he was doing, there wasn't a large number of VMs, like you weren't running tons of VMs, but the VMs that were running were ridiculously huge,
absolutely,
right?
Yeah. So we had six demos. If you watched it in that small amount of time, we actually had six demos.
Yeah.
We started with the 64 virtual prox demo. We travel with two 64 logical processor servers to run that demo. Because everything we build, we build backup for.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a keynote, right?
We have
a president on stage.
Yeah.
We want to make sure everything goes really nice. So, as we walk through all these demonstrations, effectively all these machines are isolated with each other to ensure that we have the best performance and the best experience for our customers out there looking at that technology.
I got to ask the question. What went wrong? Like what just was like, oh man, we're in trouble here.
So
I mean, the demos obviously all worked perfectly, which was awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm sure that leading up to that, there were some things that happened.
For sure. Yeah. So we arrived Friday night and pretty much we're at it. And you know, one of the things of putting a keynote together is there's so much little things. For example, we didn't get power for about 5 or 6 hours. So when you're building up a massive server infrastructure, you sort of sit there and look at these servers for 5 or 6 hours, and there's the fact that we needed three-phase power and the UPSs, because we don't control UPSs, so there are little things such as that. But generally in the end, I think in the end we did fairly well. There were little niggling things. You know, we had systems back at the 985,000 IOPS systems were back at Redmond. Monday morning we came in and opened up the RDP VM and the connection wasn't there. The connection back to Redmond had dropped with about an hour to go. So that was the only heart-stopping moment we had. But we reset our direct access and everything was great. So that was probably the only heart-stopping moment. But but generally our build was fairly good.
Okay. All right. What kinds of things would you recommend for keynote planning or for people planning big demos in their own little regions, you know, or just doing demos and preparing?
You know, we are live demo junkies, right? Yeah. I mean, you get this concept, people go, wow, you do live demos, because a lot of keynote demos are recorded, You know, I think rehearsal, planning, meticulous planning, I mean, we were there for 70 hours just checking, rechecking, because, you know, effectively we have the brand of our president and the brand of Jeff Woolsey and the brand of my product, Windows Server and System Center out there, and we want to ensure our customers see the potential and the power of this. So just ensuring that all the, you know, all the I's are dotted, the T's are crossed. Always have a backup. It's always nice to have a backup just in case, because in case. Never know. Power goes out, cables can be, you know, you just might lose that drive at the wrong time, right? Yeah. All these things can inexplicably go wrong. It's always a nice thing to do. But you know what? Live demos are always the way to go.
Yeah.
They're the biggest rush when they go right. Mm-hmm. And I've been in Ohio ever since.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. One other question that kind of relates, I think it's a wow and it's a cool factor to see the high numbers, right? And we're talking here about two really huge racks of really probably expensive hardware, right? What out of those six demos would you say are some of the ones where even people who have just commodity hardware could take advantage of some of the kind of cool, impressive type things that we saw today in the keynote?
Absolutely. I think nearly end-to-end you could probably do it. I mean, ODX SANs, I mean, you know, Windows Server out of the box will support ODX. So you can pretty much put that on any ODX SAN that's available today or will be available in the future. The Cisco switch extension.
Yeah.
You don't need any special hardware for that. You know, the Nexus integration into Hyper-V is right there. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, with the 64 logical processor server. But the orchestrator, I mean, Hyper-V Replica is there in the box. Whether you're on a one proc server or whether you're on a 320 logical proc server, you've got Hyper-V Replica out of the box. We ran Hyper-V Replica through Orchestrator to show site migration, which is just a System Center build. So again, you could build this up in your data center today, which is quite fantastic. And the App Controller demo. I mean, if you look at App Controller, it runs straight on System Center. You can have that today in your data center and just use it to create extra capacity in hosted environments. And then, you know, further expand that with what Mark showed.
Yeah, and that I'm guessing you had a somehow you worked behind the scenes on the hoster, right? On the addition of that hoster.
Absolutely.
It was like a little magic behind there on the code or something, right?
Exactly, our Orlando hoster who stepped up to help us out with the code.
Yeah, there you go. you probably got some people, I'm guessing, on the System Center team to help out with that little addition.
They're very close with us.
Yes. Okay. Cool. All right. Well, thank you guys very much for your time and giving us a little bit of a glimpse on behind the scenes on the keynote.
Absolutely.
And do you have any final calls to action or things you'd like to tell to the audience?
Oh, for sure. So you saw today, or you saw yesterday, or you'll see in the repeat, the Windows Server 2012 keynote. You know, one of the things is that everything that we showed is available today in Windows Server 2008 or 2012 release candidate. Go out, download it, evaluate it. System Center 2012, SP1, you can evaluate that as well. Join these things together and really start, you know, experiencing this technology for yourself.
All right, thanks.
No worries, thank you.